thanks for choosing Felger and Maz to entertain.
My nickname is Gloom.
And inform you in the afternoon.
The people who like licorice really like licorice.
98.5, the Sports Hub.
Do you know the record in history that's on your side as far as teams that have taken a 3-0 series lead? This is something that Brett Brown has talked about on the other side of it. Do you know what that record is?
Yeah, I think everybody knows that, but that has nothing to do with this series. I mean, I think what you have to do is you have to win one game. Winning one game in the NBA is hard. We're trying to focus on win one game. You know, everybody is, obviously there's always talk about closing out series and where you stand in the series and 3-1. Like, none of that stuff matters to us. Game 5 matters. We got to play well tonight.
Okay, catch that game tonight here on 98.5 The Sports Hub. That's where Felger and Maz are. We're at the Garden, our Star Market broadcast studios, in advance of Celtics Sixers Game 5. Again, pregame here at 7:30 on the station, and then Grandy and Max with the tip shortly after 8 on 98.5 The Sports Hub, your home for the Celtics. We are here for the next hour, taking your calls on this, the David Price and Red Sox issues from last night, the Brad Marchand apology, I guess, and whatever else you want. So we'll go back to the phones here. Dante and Linfield on the Red Sox. Hi, Dante.
So, Mike, if you ever want a real picture of the world we live in, we're only, what, 5 years removed from chicken and beer destroying the clubhouse, and the new clubhouse crisis is a freaking video game. But, I mean, the real reason I called, the pinch-hitting situation last night, I mean, isn't the whole reason we're carrying Blake Swihart? It's a luxury that you can pinch hit for your catcher, bring in a real catcher to replace him, and still have a guy left over who's serviceable back there. It gives you that luxury of being able to pinch hit and swap these guys out. Like, I really don't know where Cora's head's at.
And I don't know what they're, like, what are they doing with Swihart?
See, I don't think that's why Swihart's here. I think Swihart's here because they couldn't send him to the minors and they wanted, and they know they can get something for him, and they're going to wait until July to do it. Again, I don't know that. I just, that's, if he's not playing and you can't send him to the minors, what other option is there? You got to trade him. I mean, like, so they just don't want to do it now. Now, I think it's stupid that they're not playing him. I agree with the caller. Like, there's an option there to use him as a third catcher. Hell, use him in the outfield. Use him as a pinch hitter for Christian Vasquez, or use him as a pinch hitter for Jackie Bradley against a lefty. I don't care whether what his strong side is, right-handed or left-handed. Like, to me, the idea that they did not pinch hit in that game last night, in the seventh or the ninth, blows me away, given how bad the bottom of their batting order has been.
And then again, Cora's explanation scared me. Scared me. He couldn't explain it. Felt like he got confused. I couldn't tell what situation he was talking about. I think he got his situation wrong or confused or mixed up. Again, the one-on-one out. I guess he was talking about Vasquez. It was just hard to figure out what he was talking about. I'm not sure he knew. The caller previous, though, on the David Price thing, the video game thing, the crisis. I don't know if we're at a crisis, but it does sort of speak to this thing that did exist through chicken and beer and through all of it. Just this, the atmosphere in the Red Sox clubhouse. It's not as...
Or the influence of the wrong guys, maybe.
It's just not as buttoned-down as I would like. Like, the Yankees have a very corporate, buttoned-down, serious culture. Do you think the Yankees would allow guys to haul off and play effing video games for 3 hours a night after games and then all day the next day on off days, to the point where they're getting carpal tunnel syndrome and like half the bullpen is involved in the thing and they're on it for hours and hours and hours and hours, and like, are they doing it in the clubhouse?
Oh, I bet you the video game thing is universal.
Do you bet every team has this?
Yep.
Even the Yankees?
Yep.
So I have no idea. I always thought the Yankees were, there's no facial hair on the Yankees. There's no earring. Like, I thought, you know,
right.
The Yankees are that one team, though. I wonder.
But I'm willing to bet they have a lounge in their new clubhouse and that there's an Xbox or a PlayStation hooked up to it.
Yeah, I think it's like that throughout the league. I remember reading something about the new clubhouse that they built in Wrigley for the Cubs, who, of course, just won the World Series a couple of years ago, and they essentially turned it into a nightclub. You know, so.
Okay, well, that's different than a bunch of guys. Is this one of these effing games where you got, like, the headgear and stuff?
Yeah, you wear a headset.
Yeah, you're communicating with each other because someone's, you know, the general, and you're running point, you're telling
guys. Stop. Please don't tell me this. I mean, I can't. I don't want to hear this.
You wear a headset like the one we have on.
Right, no, I got it. But I don't want you do that because someone's the general and someone's the, don't even tell me.
Yes.
Stop.
No, you want to
stop,
know.
I don't want to hear this.
You do want to know.
I know I don't. I don't. There's grown-ass men doing this as a general?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
You've seen the photos. We've put them up before on the simulcast of Price wearing the headset, so he's probably in the clubhouse, even though they're all right next to each other, but they're conversing with this, you know? So it's like, hey, Bogey, you know, make sure you got my six. You know, they're...
No.
Murray, cover me.
No. No.
Yeah.
No. No. That's not happening.
Yeah.
Don't tell me that's happening.
You do not understand the plague that video games are because you have daughters.
Okay, but if it's...
I'm telling you, every clubhouse in the big leagues.
Okay, but your kids are 10 and 13.
Yes.
These are grown people.
Yes.
Don't tell me they're don't tell me that there's a captain with the headset. And they're all in a room.
But they're all wearing headsets.
He's a general.
Yeah.
And you think they're all in, so you think they're...
No, I know.
They're doing this in the Red Sox clubhouse, and this is what they're doing.
Yeah.
Probably.
I mean, there's photos of Price wearing the headset in the clubhouse with the Xbox controller in his hand with the headset on, Mike.
I'm going to purposely not acknowledge this as being real because it can't be. Chris in the car. Go ahead, Chris.
Nobody respects or fears management. This is twice in 2 years this guy has
Agreed.
Put himself ahead of the team.
Agreed.
He goes off because he personally gets his feelings hurt by Eck, a brand ambassador for the Red Sox, puts himself ahead of the organization. Now we own his hand. This is a conditioning problem. We own your hands, buddy.
It's not a conditioning problem. Would you stop, please?
Well, no, but he's right about...
Okay, but are we really going to equate playing video games with standing up and embarrassing Dennis Eckersley on a team flight in front of other people? Like, that is apples and oranges.
It is, but it's sort of the same... Broadly, it's the same thing where the players run the show.
Okay, but one thing is done by an a-hole. The other one is done by an immature child.
No, this is the same a-hole doing the same thing.
Okay, but
the same a-hole who showed up back is the one who now can't pitch because he plays too many video games.
Okay, but again, but they're not the same level of transgression.
Oh, my God.
One is like, one is belittling another human being.
Murray's showing me a picture of Price with the headset on in the clubhouse. You can't be serious.
He looks like a pilot.
Oh, my God. You can't be real. Like, that's real?
And I'm not sitting here trying to justify what Price is doing. But let's not compare the severity of the transgression as a human being now.
No.
To belittling Eck to play in video games.
But it's the same. Again, broadly speaking, the players do whatever the hell they want.
Mike, the video game thing is going on in every clubhouse in the big leagues.
I can't believe the Yankees are carrying on like that.
Show
me pictures of Yankees in their clubhouse with that fracocta headset on.
Just Google Yankees and video games. And
do it. Show me. I want to see pictures of Yankees with that contraption on their head at work. I need to see that. I need to see that.
Now, again, you want to say that Price is immature, irresponsible? I'm in. But the video game problem is not a Red Sox thing. That is not a Red Sox thing.
Stay tuned for more Felger and Mass on 98.5 The Sports Hub.
I like anti-coupable. Stupid. They're so stupid. 98.5 The Sports
Hub. Where was he diagnosed or whatever?
He went back to Boston. He saw our doctors over there.
And is there a theory as to how he got this?
I mean, it can happen different ways. There's something that is, like I said earlier today, it's about repetition. And I don't know, you throw bullpens, you throw flat ground, you throw games, you make adjustments with pitches. I don't know. The only thing we know is this. And for me, this is quote unquote good news compared to, you know, thinking about something else.
So Shaughnessy's on the case. Thank God. And again, said it yesterday, say it again. Whenever Shaughnessy's asking questions, it's never good. Never good. So Alex Cord, nothing about video games there. Saying about you throw certain pitches, you adjust to certain pitches. Is that how you get carpal tunnel syndrome?
Nope. No, they're covering it up. But although I find it interesting that they would even mention carpal tunnel at all.
Right. Why wouldn't you just say strained blah, blah, blah?
Right. Make it up. make it up. Yeah, you know, we're not entirely sure. We're not concerned about it. You know, he could have slept on his arm wrong. Who
he
knows?
Said repetition. Murray, give me the motion for Fortnite. How do you...
I have to imagine if you're holding a PlayStation or Xbox controller. Yeah,
well, explain it to me. I don't know what that is. So, like, well, how are those look?
Talking to a caveman.
Yes, I said joystick before. Yeah. They're no longer joystick.
You hold in both hands, and typically the buttons that you would press to shoot or throw a grenade are on the right side, and the joystick
thumbs.
Is on your thumb. Yeah, I mean, you use your thumbs, and, I mean, it's...
That's it.
Yeah, there you go.
Both thumbs. Yeah.
Thumbs.
Picture that you were like carrying a little package to someone.
No. Okay, I got it.
And your thumbs are on top pressing buttons.
I got it. Yeah. That's how you get carpal tunnel syndrome.
I would say so. Yeah, I would. I mean, I can, just doing it like this without the actual controller in my hand, I can feel the inside of my wrist like starting to get a little fatigued. I'm not kidding. Like, and these guys are so intense that they're squeezing the remote and they're pressing their fingers. And I'm telling you, I'm convinced that's how it happened.
Jimmy, give me more. Give me more Corte.
And do you know that in the battery of tests, whether there was anything done to determine whether there are, in addition, some circulation issues that may have caused the problem in the past and may be concurrent with these, with the carpal tunnel?
I know there was a lot of tests for what Brad told me. I didn't get into specifics. So, yeah. At the end, this is what it is. And like I said, tomorrow is a big day for us. We'll see how he feels and we move on.
He didn't get into specifics. You know why? Because he was playing video games.
Unbelievable.
That, look, I'm telling you, what else could it be, really? What else could it be? I mean, like you said, is he writing a book? In which case, I would tell him...
Is he typing a lot?
I would tell him, get one of those pads that you put at the end of the keyboard so your hand's resting properly, so you're not getting carpal tunnel from typing too much. He doesn't tweet anymore. I mean, he probably uses his phone a ton, but that... That shouldn't give him carpal tunnel.
The Yankees are playing it, by the way. So this was tweeted March 6th from the Yes Network, who, of course, covers the Yankees.
March 6th, this sounds like spring training.
They're still playing it, Mike. So this was
in the middle of the season, all over their clubhouse, dudes with headsets on?
The tweet is, do you even at Fortnite game? Because this is...
Huh? What?
Never mind.
You need to translate this stuff for me, Mike.
They play it, Mike. They play it. It's everywhere. It's a scourge.
They're all playing it. Trust me.
No. You're telling me the New York Yankees, if you walk into their clubhouse...
Yes, and people are now sending me GIFs of Aaron Judge does a dance from the game. It's one of the Fortnite dances, so apparently, like, Xander Bogaerts does this. I've just found this story, too. So if you see Bogaerts get a hit and he puts an L on his face like the loser, that's one of the dances when you kill someone in the game,
so
apparently.
If I walk into the Yankees clubhouse, I'm going to see New York Yankees with headsets on and joysticks in their hands or whatever, controllers in their hands, talking to each other, calling each other captain and general, and like, I need to cover your flank, playing this game in mass.
No, you probably wouldn't see them because the Xbox wouldn't be in plain sight. It would be in a lounge area that is off limits to media members. But I'm telling you, I'd be willing to bet it's in every clubhouse in the big league.
Okay, how many clubhouses and how many major league teams have to shut down one of their best pitchers because he developed a syndrome related to playing the game too much?
Okay, so good question, and my answer to that would be one.
Back to your phones. Joe in Dorchester has a thought on the
Celtics. Hang on. I've gotten a second file where somebody asked about the video game stuff. Would you like to hear?
Oh, good. Good.
Carpal tunnel is not an uncommon injury for esports athletes, people playing video games. Mm-hmm. We did a story talking to David Price. He says he is playing Fortnite more this season. Is that at all a concern? And would you consider asking him to ease up on the playing of video games following this diagnosis?
Well, he comes here tomorrow, we'll talk about it, and we'll talk with Brad and see where we at. For what I know, David has played video games his whole life. You know, it seems like Fortnite now is the one everybody's playing, but last year I saw a lot of guys playing FIFA, you know, and that's a lot of, you know, a lot of playing too. So
soccer,
there's a lot of teens playing Fortnite too. I don't know,
Nick.
We'll talk about it tomorrow.
Oh my god. Did the guy literally say with a straight face, esport athletes?
Oh, yeah. Makes me so mad. That term makes
carpal tunnel is not an uncommon injury for esports athletes, people playing video games.
No,
this is comical.
Have him thrown out of the clubhouse or
is
wherever.
Is that a joke?
No, because they refer to
joke?
No, they refer to themselves as athletes.
The guys with the thumbs.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Hand-eye coordination, Mike.
Murray used to do play-by-play for it, right?
Yeah, way back in the day.
Yeah. Sorry.
Can't tell you what this does.
I'm not proud of it. I don't care. Please.
Carpal tunnel is not an uncommon injury for esports athletes, people playing video games.
Who asked that question? It's the same guy that's going to tell me what his WRC Plus is.
Oh, definitely. You can just tell by the tone of the voice.
You know that the Crafts have invested in this, right? And they have a team?
I do. I think it's a horrible investment. And they'll, look, smart people sometimes make bad investments. This is how billionaires become billionaires. They invest in a million different things, and some hit, some don't. The E thing is not going to hit. It's not. I'm sorry.
Carpal tunnel is not an uncommon injury for esports athletes, people playing video games.
Because people grow up and then they stop playing them, I think. I thought.
No, you're ultimately going to end up being wrong about this. Because I rail against this, too, until I'm blue in the face. I mean, it's a $1 billion industry now. It is. There's people making legitimate money with this.
No, I understand.
But they're not athletes. They're not athletes.
It's common among esport athletes.
Yeah.
Another carpal tunnel is common among esports athletes.
This is so. In fact, if Price is on the esport DL,
because he can't play for his team this week, he's missing a big matchup against the Topeka Bloodhounds.
And by the way, Corey, I mean, for all intents and purposes, purposes kind of confirmed it right there.
I mean, the fact that he didn't dismiss it out of hand.
Exactly.
We'll talk to him about it when he gets here tomorrow. I thought he was in New York. He's not.
Esports athletes. Okay. All right. There's that. There's a Celtics to your phones. Here you go. Joe in Dorchester on the Celts. Go ahead, Joe.
How you doing? I got a quick question, and then I'll make a comment. Maz, do you think there's a better point guard in the draft than Terry Rozier?
Oh, gosh. I don't know. I don't know which point guards are in the draft, but the kid from Oklahoma, right? Trey Young is supposed to be terrific.
So what's your point, Joe?
Okay, my point is, why not trade Terry Rozier in a draft pick and try to get into the top five and draft Mamba?
Okay, Mo Bamba. Okay, I don't think Terry Rozier in a draft pick gets you into the top five.
No, not even close. Unless you trade that Sacramento pick next year, maybe, but I doubt it. I doubt it. Look, I told you, maybe they get lucky in the lottery. This is a good draft to be in because there are big guys. And if you look at the Celtics, and I'm not telling you they're wrong for doing it this way, but they have a lot of shooters and wing players. Kyrie, who's not, you know, he's a wing player. He's not necessarily a swing man. He's a little on the shorter side. But Brown, Tatum, like lots of guys in that 6'3 to 6'8 range. They could use a big guy.
Jamie in Boston. Go ahead, Jamie.
How's it going, guys?
Good. What do you got?
It's a generational thing, what you guys are dealing with. These millennials who are 20, 22, 24 years old, that's what they grew up with. It's like you don't care because you didn't grow up with it. These kids did. That's why they want to play all the time in the clubhouse, no matter what, you know, where they are.
Okay. Price is 33. And when I was a kid, everyone played video games. And then we all grew up. And then we stopped playing video games. So why is this going to be any different? It just blows me away that Price gets to that age with the family now and kids. And he's still 3 hours a night. And then we can really put time in the next day when we're all, like that I can't wrap my head around. A teenager, stoner kid in college, yeah, go ahead, play. Y'all. Like, I never did, but I haven't played this stupid Sega game, whatever. Like, okay, and then you all grow up. Then you have to have a job and come home and then help with the kids and then put them to bed, and you don't have time to sit there and dink around with your headset and your video game all night.
I'm living proof of it. My 20s were mostly weed, Madden, and dip, and I loved it. Oh. But eventually, you got to grow up.
Yes. So this is why I think the esports thing is ultimately doomed to failure, because everyone's chasing the kids. Kids grow up, and then they don't play video games anymore. Okay? So, like, that's – I just think it's a – but, you know, what do I know? I'm an idiot.
I'm not convinced. I think there's a chance it works because, again, pro wrestling works, doesn't it? That's fake.
Yeah, but...
No, people are... Again, this is a billion-dollar industry.
Okay, I know it is. I know. But so is a lot of
things.
And
these people that play it, like, they're able to make a living. It blows my mind.
Okay, we're talking about something different. Right now, we're focused on a $30 million a year, 33-year-old Red Sox ace who can't pitch because he's playing too many video games.
Stunning.
Absolutely stunning, staggering story.
And you know what it feels to me again, and I don't think this point should be overlooked. The Red Sox know it. Based on that answer from Cora, we're going to talk to him about it when he gets here tomorrow. I thought Price was already back. He's not, clearly. But when he sits down, it's, David, this is from the video games. You got to cut it out. I feel like it's a Martian discussion, for crying out loud. And the fact that it's video games, it's embarrassing.
Here's another one real quick. So this is apparently a screenshot from J.D. Martinez's Snapchat. It's all of them in the clubhouse playing, just staring
at... Well, that's not the clubhouse. That's like the lunchroom.
Oh, well, either way, it's somewhere.
That could be spring training, actually. That looks like a spring training lunchroom to me.
Either way, I find it hard to believe they're doing that in New York. But maybe as usual, I'm the one who's, you know, I'm the a-hole. I'm the one that's clueless. I'm the one. That's usually how it goes.
No, the answer is usually in a common place.
Michael Felger, Tony Maserati, Felger and Maz. You're listening to Felger and Maz.
Doesn't always have to be ha ha hee hee.
Oh, love it.
98.5, the Sports Hub.
Terry Rozier on the left side. Blitz by Ilyasova, pressure down here, half court, keeps Redick at bay, and they're calling another foul against the Celtics. Embiid slaps the ball away from Rozier, and now they're going at it. Joel Embiid grabbed the ball from Rozier. He grabbed it back, and Joel Embiid kept going at Rozier.
Joel Embiid laughing, but it was Terry Rozier who knocked his hand away. I'm not sure if Terry Rozier did not throw some kind of forearm or some kind of punch there.
Terry Rozier and Joel Embiid Double technical. Kind of what we expected. Right, turns the corner, finds Embiid, gets to the basket, two-hand slam. They finally pick the Celtics defense apart. That'll do it for the first half, in which the Celtics shoot 37%, commit 9 turnovers, 3-point play for Ilyasova, and a 5th foul on Jaylen Brown. 69-62 and a technical foul.
Jaylen Brown.
It's on Jaylen Brown. He didn't think the NBA was going to have 3 nights without games. Right. Another technical. Brad Stevens. O'Connell out near half court. Spins away from Rozier. Attacks the paint. Puts it off the window and in. I mean, it has been a rout. O'Connell against Rozier.
Yeah.
A rout. Final score. Philadelphia 103. Boston 92. Sixers get the win, but the Celtics get the split, and they can close it out Wednesday night.
They beat us. I think that we just got to get back to the, we'll watch the film, we'll try to improve where we can improve, and we just have to play better.
They got called for offensive foul, and I was trying to get the ball to keep the game flowing, because I felt like we had an advantage. I was trying to get the ball, and he kind of kept the ball away from me and tried to punish me twice, but too bad he's so short that he couldn't get to my face. I didn't understand why it was a double technical, because I was just trying to get the ball and he was the one trying to swing.
Two teams, two guys. That's what it's about, man. Both fighting for their team.
Okay, that's Celtics game 4, game 5 tonight here on 98.5 The Sports Hub. As promised, right to the phones. Thomas in the car on analytics. Go ahead, Thomas.
Felger, I want to go back to your take on Brett Brown and his lineups use with analytics stuff. I seem to remember a very similar take you had about Doug Peterson and his use of analytics for fourth down decision making. And I also remember Doug Peterson beating your ass in the Super Bowl on 2 big fourth down calls. Thoughts?
Analytics had nothing to do with why you lost that game. And if Philly thinks that analytics helped him, then God bless. I don't believe it did. I mean, why do you need a nerd to tell you that going forward on fourth and one? I mean, they do. They have all these algorithms and all these. And right? Didn't they have a?
Yes.
It's coming back to me now. They have, like, he has a chart.
Yes.
Based on his analytics department.
As to when to go for it.
When to go for it, when not to. So, I mean, you can call it analytics or not. I don't think that had anything to do with that fourth down play. I don't know. Did a nerd
Well,
come
what
up?
About the decision to go for it at all, though? Like, what if the chart told him to go and he would have otherwise kicked a field goal?
I guess. I don't know. To me, that should be more gut feel thing. I mean, how does a chart tell you? I mean, fourth and one at the one is, and based on what? Score, time, like they have all that mapped out to the exact nth degree of what all the game circumstances are?
Maybe, you know, a margin in the game and the situation and time.
Yeah. My guess is Peterson just said, we got to score and we have a chance to score, so we're going to go for it. See, that's what he did. And whatever the nerds had on their chart is whatever they had on their chart. But my guess is that was a football decision.
So the other thing is, you still have to execute the play, right? And like so, and I will use the Celtics as a good discussion on this topic too, because Stevens' ability to recognize that Philly was switching on every play was what led to him making the call to get the ball to Horford. Right? That is a real-time ability to make a judgment, understand what's going on the floor. Whether he has a chart or not is irrelevant. Like, I look at that Stevens play and say, that's a guy who's watching the game and making a decision based on what he's seeing happen in real time.
I'm telling you, I'll just say it again. If you want to tell me how good a hitter is and you immediately go to something called WRC+, that's why, if baseball's dying, that's one of the reasons. Because no one can tell me what the hell that thing is. And no one wants to know what it is, WRC+. John in Mansfield. Go ahead, John.
Hey, thanks for taking my call. I wanted to talk about pinch hitting for Jackie Mendoza Jr. In the seventh. You know, I understand that. You know, maybe you want to keep him in defensively, but you still have two guys in Benny and Mookie that can definitely, you know, play the position. But, you know, in the ninth inning, it's like, come on, you got to get someone else in there. And what I want to know is how much of this should be going on Ron Renicki, because my understanding going into this was with the first-year, you know, manager who was a clubhouse guy, was you bring in the veteran guy to, you know, help to make these calls.
Maz, your thoughts?
Yeah, I think it's a legit question. I mean, to me, that's the bench coach's number one job. Is as the game is unfolding, because it is sometimes, as slowly as baseball moves, it is hard sometimes to sort of think 5 moves ahead. And so if I'm Renicky, I'm looking at Cora going, maybe we should use Moreland in the seventh because they're going to bring in Chapman in the ninth. And what good is sending him up in the ninth? You're not going to get your maximum bang for the buck there. You got to hit him in the seventh. Like, the bench coach is part of it.
Wayne and Grafton. Go ahead, Wayne.
We have so many unique sports figures in, you know, in Boston here. I mean, Maz, as you said last week, Bradley blows. Now you got Price with his numb fingers from playing too much with his joystick. I can relate to that. Marchand's apology, I think it was good, but Neely probably had something to do with it. Imagine if somebody did that to Neely, what would happen to him? The only advice I give to Brad is leave the licking to the ladies. Peace out.
Wayne, it's all of Wayne's sports takes are just a backdoor for a dirty joke.
Yeah, no, yeah, there's all kinds of innuendo, always.
it's all he wants to do. God bless him. Cam in Taunton. Hi, Cam.
Mike, you're going to love this story. This is how bad nerds have gotten in this sport. I got a buddy who was into this stuff, and I'll never forget this. You guys all obviously remember the David Ortiz Grand Slam in Game 2 of the 13 LCS, right?
Of course.
Okay. I was watching that game with my friend, and he's in this nerd, and he starts looking at this paper before the at-bat. He goes, they need to pinch hit Mike Harp here. He's in a better weighted runs created against Joaquin Benoit than David Ortiz does. Ortiz is probably going to strike out. I'm like, Ortiz is the most clutch hitter in baseball history. He's like, oh, clutch doesn't exist. There's no difference between this at bat and the second at bat of opening day. This doesn't matter. Farrell needs to pinch hit Mike Harp here. That's what these guys believe.
Weighted runs created.
Mike Harp.
weighted runs created. Weighted runs created.
See, I don't believe in the WRC plus. I just believe in the straight RC.
Mike in Medford. Hi, Mike.
Hi. Quick question. If Maz was bringing up Swihart, and if they don't use him, trade him in July. Well, in order to do that, don't they have to showcase him, especially after a previous injury? Who would take him, and what will we get for a return then? So, and if he does showcase, and he ends up being good, then no-brainer. You keep him and play with the center field.
I just don't get how he hits from the right side, not as well from the left. But you've got Chapman on the mound. You've got Jackie Bradley hitting .088, which is batting average. Not weighted plus, you know, the inside of your ass. It's his batting average was 88, 0.88 against left-handed hitters. And you've got Swihart who can hit from the right side, and he's not even a half of a consideration.
No, and
why is he on your bench?
Right. Listen, I'm with you. And for that matter, Leon, too, you could have hit there. He's the switch hitter. And I'm not telling you either one's a great option. But Jackie Bradley, I don't care whether he was hit by a pitch or not. I would tell you just about any left-handed batter against Aroldis Chapman, you have no shot. Devers, I will allow four because last year he took him out of the yard.
That makes sense. Okay? Hit him, no problem.
I'll let that one go. And David Ortiz and Benintendi, like your best lefties, no problem. I'll ride that one out. I'll take a shot there. But the other ones, mediocre or worse, please, sit your ass down. Give me a guy with a right-handed stick.
Keith in Tewksbury. Hi, Keith.
Hey, what's going on, guys? So I heard you talking about the whole video game thing. I'm not big into it, so I don't really understand it. But I've read that it's projected for this year that video games will surpass all of professional sports in revenue.
Okay.
It's one of the biggest industries going on right now, and I guess it's not just millennials. So.
Key phrase right now, I predict it will not last. And you know how my predictions go.
I'm telling you, there's going to be a backlash against it. I think eventually parents are going to start taking those consoles and throwing them in the trash.
Mike and Woburn, go.
So, Mike, what did you do for fun growing up? I just want to, I'm trying to figure this out. Because
sports.
There was Nintendo when you were growing up.
Yeah, I hated the thing. I couldn't figure it out, and I just didn't really do it.
Like, did they not have games that appealed to you? Like, they didn't have Super Napkin World or any, or, you know, Diffuse the Volcano Land or any of that stuff? Like, seriously? Like, video games are fun.
Lavatar 2. Super Napkin World. I love it.
Video games are fun. I know Murray pumped many a quarter into Street Fighter because you actually had to go out of the house and play against people, and it was fun. My kids play this stuff all the time. It drives me crazy, but I understand it. I understand it. I'm not worried about the video game console at Fenway Park. I'm worried about Carmine. Pablo Sandoval, David Price, that thing, they're definitely devoting too much memory to the games in the clubhouse and not enough to the computer picking the players that they're paying a bajillion dollars to.
Something just tells me, I know they're prevalent all over the world and all over Major League Baseball, something tells me, again, that not every team, and I will say specifically the Yankees, are letting their guys get to the point where they're developing carpal tunnel syndrome and missing games and starts because they're playing too much. Mike, something tells me that's a unique Red Sox thing.
Mike, they're all playing it.
They're definitely playing it. I mean, I don't know if it's going on in their clubhouse,
like
but
this?
It's spring training. Yeah.
They're all playing it.
I mean, like this.
There was a video from the YES Network of one of their pitchers talking about this very game.
Then how come it's David Price who has carpal tunnel?
Because he's David Price. Again, how many players in the big leagues? One has it. But they're all playing it. They're all playing it. My frustration is, given Price's history and everything else, that he would play to that point. Like that is, and now you start to look back on the whole thing that happened the first time, and you said, what the hell really happened there with the cold weather?
Totally, right?
Like,
of course.
Is that thing legit?
Exactly.
What really went on that night? Did they, you know, was that some sort of myth or cover-up?
Was it the finals or something? Like, what was it, a big semifinal battle? Like, I don't know how you do how you do this. Was it a big battle?
I mean, I
was
wonder.
It him and the Vulcans or
again,
something?
If you look at the first game that he pitched at Fenway this year, it felt like mid-January. The temperature that day felt like mid-30s. So it's a crock. The weather thing was a crock.
It was a day game, though, Murray.
Too many video games.
So he couldn't wake up and play that day. He had to get ready quicker. So the video game playing came later that day.
I have a hard time wrapping my head around it. I mean, I really
of course
don't.
But for people our age, it's impossible to comprehend. I'm telling you, it's a real problem.
You're listening to Felger and Mass on 98.5 The Sports Hub.
Blunt force trauma.
We're gonna run him right down their throat.
Felger,
I'm a hypocrite.
Mass.
Who cares?
Felger and Mass. 98.5 The Sports Hub. Felger's expert analysis.
Not from this talk radio crazy.
Maz's hard-hitting questions.
What am I, like the freaking abrasive police here?
The caller's bringing knowledge to the table.
Maz, the adults are talking.
It's time to recap this four-hour show in 4 minutes. It's the final word on Felger and Maz on 98.5 The Sports Hub.
And the final word is brought to you by Town Fair Tire. If you're looking for the best deal on tires, there's only one place to go. Town Fair Tire. The best prices and great free services. Nobody beats Town Fair Tire.
Nobody.
There you are.
No right. One.
So the big story of the day is David Price and his carpal tunnel syndrome, the mild case of carpal tunnel syndrome. That's why he's got the nummies and the tinglies in his digits. As we find out, it has to do with a lot of Fortnite playing, courtesy of an article in The Athletic by Jen McCaffrey.
This was supposed to be David Price's turn tonight, except he can't go tonight because he's hurt from, presumably, playing too many video games. He has a mild case of carpal tunnel syndrome.
Okay, so this is from The Athletic. Jen McCaffrey apparently did a story on this the other day. It's dated May 7th, so a couple of days ago.
Headline, Fortnite has become a force inside the Red Sox clubhouse.
Correct.
Can't stop playing.
And the first quote in the story comes from none other than David Price. Quote, let's say we get back at 11 p.m. from a game. We'll play until 1 a.m., 1:30 a.m., 2 a.m., depending on what time our game is the next day, Price said. But day games are off days? We can put some time in.
Huh? Like, hold on. The 2 hours after they get off the plane at 11 p.m. is not putting in some time?
No. A two-hour session really doesn't count. You got to play for like 9 hours, Felgie.
You got to be... me. You've got to be kidding me with this.
Let's say we get back at 11 p.m. from a game. We'll play till 1 a.m., 1:30 a.m., 2 a.m., depending on what time our game is the next day.
You have a wife and a child. Go home.
But at day games or off days, we can put some real time in. Gotta make sure. All right, we gotta eat.
Eat like a human being. You forget to eat for the f***ing video game.
Oh, do I hate video games. I mean, what utter... junk food for the brain, another sign of the apocalypse, and what is just like what it has done to our society and the zombie apocalypse that we live in a daily basis, and the role video games play. Like, I just, and to have a guy who is this much at stake and they're paying so much just to play a game, can't stay away enough from the video game console to the point where he gets shut down. I mean, it is absolutely mind-blowing to me. One of your co-aces is getting shut down for playing too many video games. Is it too strong to say it's a scourge on society?
No, I don't think that's too strong at all.
You got kids walking around like zombies who can't engage, can't focus, can't deal with the real world because they're playing too much shoot-up on their freaking video game console.
No, I think any self-respecting parent of young boys would agree with you. Yep, I think any parent would. I love the Donkey Kong music.
There was all kinds of games.
I think that was Donkey Kong at the beginning.
Mario. It was. Yeah, I think you had Donkey Kong in there. You had all kinds of stuff.
This is why your co-ace can't pitch.
It's unbelievable, really. I said to you off the air, this is like good old school Red Sox crap with a modern twist of the video games. But this is the kind of crap they used to get into all the time.
Yeah, Price sucks, but he's the gift that keeps on giving in terms of all the stories.
Oh my God, like you couldn't have written this.
The only two games you have lost to the Yankees this year have come because David Price was unable to pitch.
Because he plays too many video games. If you had told me that before the season, after all the crap Price has been through in the first 2 years, if you said to me he'd get shut down in May because he's playing too many video games, I'd say, you're making stuff up. Like, now this is getting too ridiculous. But no, this has happened.
Oh, yeah. Tough 24 hours for the Red Sox in the Bronx.
You're listening to Felger and Mass on 98.5, The Sports Hub.